Let's take our Bibles once again. Turn with me to the book of Luke. Book of Luke, chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. I'd like to look at verses 38 through 42. Very familiar passage of Scripture. One that providentially was brought across my heart. Luke 10, verse 38, "Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" Now our passage starts today, begins with two people, two sisters, that the Lord Jesus loved. Turn to John 11. John 11, 5. Here the Spirit of God was pleased to set forth the Lord's attitude toward this family. John 11, 5, it says, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus." They had a brother. His name was Lazarus. Now, we know that with the declaration that he loved them. And why does the Lord set his love on any creature of dust? Because he wanted to. There's no other explanation. We know that since it's declared that he loved them right now, he's always loved. Jeremiah 31:3 declares, "Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." The Lord loves, he's always loved. He'll always love. There's no change with him. I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob. The Scripture declares, and concerning the Lord's love, and him drawing, Deuteronomy 4:37 says, "And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt." So, loving his people, loving those that he's chosen to set his affection on. Not because he looked and saw anything good in them. There's none good. But that the Lord would love a people of his choosing. What a marvelous declaration of God's grace, compassion. And loving them, in time, he's going to cross their path. It's going to happen. What are we commanded to do? What do we do? What did the Lord tell his disciples to do? Here it is. I'm going to sum up the whole thing. Here it is right here. All of it. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Bam. He that believeth, baptized, confessing Christ, shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. The Scripture declares, now it came to pass. What came to pass? God's eternal purpose. It came to pass as they went according to the Father's will. This is the will of my Father which has sent me, that of all that he's given me, I should lose nothing, but to raise it up on the last day. That's the will of the Lord. That's God's. It came to pass that as he entered into a certain village, a certain woman. I love that word certain. That just has such a distinctiveness. A certain village and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Oh, the marvel of the Lord coming to a certain town to meet a certain people. Distinguishing grace. That's what that says. Oh, how about me? I think about you that know it. How about you? Lord came to a certain town in Louisiana. Lamori, Louisiana. Who ever heard of Lamori, Louisiana? Nowhere. It's a certain town. Certain man. And God came in grace and mercy across his path with the gospel. And here the Scripture says that the marvel of this came to a certain village, a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Now, look here in Luke 10, look at verse 8 and 9 about she received him into her house. Now that's very significant. Luke 10, 8 and 9, whatsoever city you enter and they receive you, such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are there and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. You realize the blessing of the Lord? If God Almighty blesses a home and the gospel is received by one, maybe all, but that is received, you say unto them, the kingdom of God is come unto you. Verse 39, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Now here we find Martha's sister, a certain woman that the Lord loved. Sister Mary that the Lord loved. And Mary, she sat at the feet of the Lord Jesus and listened to what he was saying. I just want to hear what you had to say. Here's Mary in a very humble posture. I just want to sit right here and listen to you talk. My soul is needy. That's why she was there. There was one that desired to listen. There was one that desired to learn from him who is the prophet of God. I wonder how many times I've told people, inviting people to come and just tell them, say, look, you don't have to do all I'm asking you to do is just come sit. Just come sit. By the grace of God, I'll prepare a message from the Lord. By God's grace, I'm going to be there to preach. I want to preach the gospel of God's grace. I want to exalt a person. I want to exalt person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The one that the Father spoke from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son whom I'm well pleased. You hear him. You hear what he has to say. All I'm asking you to do is come sit. That's all I'm asking you to do. You don't have to do anything. I'm not going to ask you to do anything. Just come sit. And this woman sat at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ to hear what he had to say. And as the Lord was pleased to teach there in that house, let us be also swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, ready to receive. Ask him. Let me encourage all of us to do something. Before we get here, if you've not asked him before, if I've not asked him before, ask him right now. Lord, speak to me. Lord, teach me something. Or say something to my soul. Say something to my heart. You know my need. I don't even know what I need. Here this woman was sitting there ready to receive, resigned to his guidance. Oh, the blessing of his teaching. That which has ever been the will of the Father. To send the beloved Son, the prophet, his prophet, and speak. You know, I'm sure all of us could say this. Boy, I tell you, wouldn't it have been wonderful to sit at the feet of the Lord and just hear him speak. We're doing that right now. Still speaking. Where two or three have gathered together, I'm in the midst of you. My sheep hear my voice. Talking about us hearing the voice of the Lord. He promised that we would. 2 Corinthians 5:20. The Apostle Paul declared this, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ." What does an ambassador do? He goes wherever he's sent. And he says what he's told to say. That's what he does. He's a mouthpiece for those that sent him. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, Paul said. We pray you in Christ's stead be you reconciled to God. So as the Lord speaks, hold your place right there in Luke. Turn to John 10. John 10. Now the Lord, I say this repeatedly, and it's because the Lord said it. John 10, 1 to 3. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out." So here's the wonderful truth. God's going to speak to his people. And he's going to speak through a preacher according to these scriptures. This is what God has to say. This is what God said right here. And if it's not right here, the Lord wasn't pleased to say it. Everything that Almighty God is going to say to his people, he's going to say through these scriptures, through the mouth of a preacher. Please God by the foolishness of preaching to save them, to believe. Well, here is the Lord himself has come and he's teaching. And Mary's sitting there, she's listening. She's sat at his feet, hearing his word. And the scripture says, verse 40, "But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me." Now, the Lord declared that Martha, who was serving, and there was nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with serving. There's nothing wrong with being a service. I'm so thankful. Ladies that's over there right now preparing a meal for us. What a blessing. You know, There's nothing wrong with that, but the Lord declared that she was cumbered. She was distracted. She was drawn away. She was cumbered about much serving, and she was too busy. She was too busy to hear what the Lord had to say, therefore she was too busy, too distracted. And we're taught some things through this. We're taught, first of all, with her being cumbered. Martha was cumbered about much serving. And when we become cumbered, though there's nothing wrong, again, with serving, but we have to be careful that we're not distracted from that which is first. When we're cumbered about much serving, doing stuff that we think is important and needful, we're forgetful of God's promise. We're forgetful. Lord, dost thou not care? That's what she said. She was cumbered about much serving, came to him and said, Lord, doth thou not care? Does he not care? 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He cares. The cares of this world. And let me just go ahead and just confess my guiltiness. When the cares of this world, health issues, money issues, family issues, press upon it, casting your cares, your worries, your anxieties, fears upon Christ. Why? He cares for you. He cares for you. I can't carry the burden. I'm like you. I got stuff that weighs on me heavily. Heavily. You do too. You do too. Casting your care, your worries. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Martha was cumbered about much serving, said, Lord, dost thou not care? He cares. He cares. He cares for his people. How affectionately he cares for his people. He's everlastingly loved them. Came into this world to live for them, die for them. Put away their guilt, bear their burdens, bear their sins, his own body, made them his own, hung before God Almighty, the law, made sin. We might be made the righteousness of God in him. Lord, do you care? Do you care? He loves his people, loves them to the end. Oh, what distractions, hindrances drag us down. Lord, do you care? Secondly, when we're cumbered about much serving. Again, nothing wrong with it. Just be careful. Be careful. Seek ye first. Don't let anything cause you to be distracted from the hearing of the gospel. This is the most important thing we can do. This is what Mary was doing. She was sitting at his feet, just listening to him. Whatever he has to say is what's needful to be said, believe me. You don't have to worry about pick and choosing. Brother Henry Mahan told somebody one time, he said, I tell you what, do. He said, if you have some questions about things concerning the scriptures, just sit. Just sit and listen. He said, the Lord will take care of it. He'll answer it for you. Just sit there. Just listen. What was Mary doing? She was sitting at his feet to hear his word. That's what she was doing. Lord, dost thou not care? And we've come, when we're cumbered, we become self-centered. That's what she said. Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. Now, here's Mary sitting there at the feet of the Lord, listening to what she has to say. Martha's running around. Listen, I know she's wanting to set a beautiful table. She's wanting to do. She wants everything to be just right, nothing to be burnt, nothing undercooked. She's getting all of it squared away. And I can just imagine her keep looking out there, and there's Mary just sitting out there at the feet of the Lord. And here's Martha. The more she does, the more anxious she gets, the more cumbered she gets, the more upset she gets, distracted. Becomes so self-centered. No doubt, I'm telling what she was doing, I'm sure it had merit, but it wasn't the priority. It wasn't that which was needful. Martha's efforts, though honorable, they were temporal. And his words eternal. What else is more important than hearing what he's got to say? There's a point, one point being made in this passage right here, many areas, but here's the point. One thing needful. We'll look at it in just a second. I don't want to get ahead of myself. You mark this down. When the hearing of God's word plays second fiddle to anything else, self. Self's exalted. Self is exalted. Would you bid my sister to come help me? Or I'm having some problems here. And we're prone to forget our place whenever we become cumbered. Remember when they were out of wine at the wedding of Canaan, Galilee, and the mother of the Lord, the scripture says, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, with respect, this doesn't. What have I to do to thee? What do we have in common? Is what he was saying. Mine hour, that is his hour to act, was not yet come. His mother saith unto the stewards, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Failure to consistently hear his word causes us to focus on our problems, forget our place, exalt ourselves, and to be distracted from him who rules over all. He's ordering all things according to his will, according to his purpose. Oh, I tell you, when we're providentially seeing ourselves in dire straits, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? And Jesus, verse 41, answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. You're anxious and you're disturbed about many things. Oh, the tenderness of our Lord to remind Martha of her and our frailties. I need this. Marvin, all these things that's going on around you, all of these problems that you're seeing, all of these things that you think you can take care of, best thing in the world you can do is just stop. Cast them on the Lord. Say, Lord, help me. Martha, you're careful and troubled about many things. Oh, I'm telling you how Martha, her struggles resemble, set forth, that struggle between the flesh and the spirit. Martha, like all of us, she's going to learn a hard lesson. Hard lesson. That flesh is ever restless and uneasy, always concerned with everything. except? What does it put last? What does flesh put last? I don't want to hear what he has to say. That's what the flesh is going to do. I don't want, you know, never satisfied with anything but itself. The Apostle Paul said concerning himself, I go to this passage so many times that I need it. Romans 7:22-23, for I delight in the law of God, that precious law that was fulfilled by the Lord Jesus Christ, declared in the gospel. Paul said, I delight in the law of God. I love the law of God. I love the declarations of his law. It's right. The law is good. Good. I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law, which is law of sin, which is in my members. The Lord told her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing's needful. One thing's needful. You know that ought to arrest us right there. One thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. One thing was needful. What? Hearing him. One thing's needful. Him. Everything else. Tell me about him. Who came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. Tell me about him who came to save this sinner that was ruined in the fall. Tell me about him. Tell me about him that came to save me that couldn't do anything about it in me. Tell me about him again that redeemed me by his own precious blood. Tell me one more time. Tell me about that. Tell me again how the Spirit of God comes in regenerating grace. Effectually calls his people out. Removes a heart of stone. Gives them a heart of flesh. Tell me that. One thing's needful. One thing. While we're traveling through this veil of tears, this world, let us ever be mindful. This is it. This is it. This is it. The world and its false religion, they've got everything. What do we got? The Word of God. The Word of God. Word of God, the Word of the Lord. That's the one thing that is needful and the enjoyment of God's people, his presence. That one good part. Mary's chosen that good part. And listen to this. It's not going to be taken away from her. Aren't you glad? David said, Lord, take not the Holy Spirit from me. I'm not deserving of the least of your mercies. Lord, I see something in myself. And I'm ashamed. I'm asking you to forgive me. This woman was made willing in the day of God's power to sit at his feet. And she was there to receive from the Lord. This is my beloved son. That's what I said a moment ago. You hear him. You hear him. Lord, thank you for raising up your word. Katy, West Virginia, kept it here by the grace of God, and we're still here. We're still here. May the Lord bless his word to our heart, for God's sake, the Lord's sake, and our good.